Вариант 8. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «Эй, Ф» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we're ready to start.
Speaker A.
I believe that teenagers should voice their opinion on this matter. I'm currently in the 11th grade, and I balance school, cheerleading, volunteering at the hospital, and a college course at a local college. I applied for 2 jobs. It is a great way to earn money and learn responsibility. My grades have not dropped. I am the captain of the cheerleading team and vice president of the local volunteers community. So, it would be incorrect to say that I do not do each of these activities well. If a student is both well-rounded and mature enough to handle a part-time job, he or she can benefit greatly.
Speaker B.
I think that students ought to seek part-time jobs. Since the economic downturn, some parents don't seem to have enough money to support their children's education fees at university or college. So, by working part-time, they can help their parents with their burden. Parents will be proud to have a child helping them to lighten their family burden. Another thing is that by doing part-time jobs, students can get their own allowance. They won't be counting on their parents to get their money to buy their education stuff and cover their needs. At the same time, they can learn to be independent.
Speaker C.
A lot of modern teenagers have experienced working part-time. The main reason why they work is to buy things such as clothes, electronic products, and groceries. Few of them have to work to make money for college. In either way, parents should know what kind of jobs their children have and keep them away from violence. In my opinion, studying and acquiring knowledge should be the student's first and foremost priority. However, if they have a lot of time, a part-time job might give them some valuable experience. Anyway, whatever teens opt for, a part-time job or an extracurricular activity, I hope they fill up their school lives.
Speaker D.
I think teenagers don't have to work because it is their time to study. The first priority of students is school. School statistics say that students who have part-time jobs face a number of problems. First of all, teenagers come into class sleepy or distracted. They never finish their homework. And as a result, their grades drop. What is more, teenagers cut back on their social life and always feel exhausted at school. If you want to do something very well, you can't do 2 things at the same time. Maybe you will eventually be able to, but your quality of life and your health condition will suffer.
Speaker E.
I support the idea that students can work instead of should. Teenagers can work during their summer or winter vacations. While they are working part-time, they can get in touch with the society more, meet a variety of people, obtain different perspectives, and come round to other people's way of thinking. If teenagers want to find jobs, their parents and teachers should give them a hand. Therefore, choosing a good job is important, and teenagers will learn a lot this way. Work experience will also help them to find better jobs after their graduation.
Speaker F.
Work definitely has some positive effects on teens. First of all, they can get some experience that they cannot have at school. What's more, work experience in your formative years is rather different from work experience in the future. Teenagers who have a part-time job can also face some difficulties and make some mistakes in their first workplace. Cliché as it may sound, making mistakes can have a beneficial influence on a teenager's future, as mistakes are a kind of teaching material one can learn a lot from.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the texts again.
Speaker A.
I believe that teenagers should voice their opinion on this matter. I'm currently in the 11th grade, and I balance school, cheerleading, volunteering at the hospital, and a college course at a local college. I applied for two jobs. It is a great way to earn money and learn responsibility. My grades have not dropped. I am the captain of the cheerleading team and vice president of the local volunteers community. So, it would be incorrect to say that I do not do each of these activities well. If a student is both well-rounded and mature enough to handle a part-time job, he or she can benefit greatly.
Speaker B.
I think that students ought to seek part-time jobs. Since the economic downturn, some parents don't seem to have enough money to support their children's education fees at university or college. So, by working part-time, they can help their parents with their burden. Parents will be proud to have a child helping them to lighten their family burden. Another thing is that by doing part-time jobs, students can get their own allowance. They won't be counting on their parents to get their money to buy their education stuff and cover their needs. At the same time, they can learn to be independent.
Speaker C.
A lot of modern teenagers have experienced working part-time. The main reason why they work is to buy things such as clothes, electronic products, and groceries. Few of them have to work to make money for college. In either way, parents should know what kind of jobs their children have and keep them away from violence. In my opinion, studying and acquiring knowledge should be the student's first and foremost priority. However, if they have a lot of time, a part-time job might give them some valuable experience. Anyway, whatever teens opt for, a part-time job or an extracurricular activity, I hope they fill up their school lives.
Speaker D.
I think teenagers don't have to work because it is their time to study. The first priority of students is school. School statistics say that students who have part-time jobs face a number of problems. First of all, teenagers come into class sleepy or distracted. They never finish their homework, and as a result, their grades drop. What is more, teenagers cut back on their social life and always feel exhausted at school. If you want to do something very well, you can't do two things at the same time. Maybe you will eventually be able to, but your quality of life and your health condition will suffer.
Speaker и.
I support the idea that students can work instead of should. Teenagers can work during their summer or winter vacations. While they are working part-time, they can get in touch with the society more, meet a variety of people, obtain different perspectives, and come round to other people's way of thinking. If teenagers want to find jobs, their parents and teachers should give them a hand. Therefore, choosing a good job is important, and teenagers will learn a lot this way. Work experience will also help them to find better jobs after their graduation.
Speaker F.
Work definitely has some positive effects on teens. First of all, they can get some experience that they cannot have at school. What's more, work experience in your formative years is rather different from work experience in the future. Teenagers who have a part-time job can also face some difficulties and make some mistakes in their first workplace. Cliché as it may sound, making mistakes can have a beneficial influence on a teenager's future, as mistakes are a kind of teaching material one can learn a lot from.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi there. You emailed me about being absent from school today. So what happened exactly?
Oh, hi. Hi, Greta. That's all fine now. I've been suffering from jet lag and last night was hell.
Oh, dear. What have you been up to?
I got back from the Africa Experiences High School exchange program on Saturday, which ran for 4 weeks in all. I told you.
Yeah, sorry. I've been under a huge strain these weeks, cramming for the finals. Of course, now I remember us writing a letter to your host family together. So, how did it go?
First days of school and you're already swatting up? Well, it was absolutely stunning. The program is open to international high school students aged between 15 and 18. It gives a unique opportunity to experience a local South African school, host family, and the diverse cultures that South Africa is well known for.
That's exciting. You sound so enthusiastic. Were you lucky with the host family? I think you were really worried about it.
That's right. But I really appreciated them. They picked me up at the airport and provided for transport, accommodation, and food. We were getting on really well. Several times we had vibrant parties with all their friends and family. I realized that living with a local host family is a medium for intercultural learning and creating a better understanding between youth of different backgrounds and cultures.
What did they do with you, Mark? You've become a really smart Alec. But seriously speaking, it is sure to be a positive, life-changing experience, allowing for the opportunity to see the world from the perspective of another culture. What about the school, by the way? Was it better than ours?
Well, it was a local private school in the secure middle-class residential area in Cape Town. The house was ideally situated close to the high school that offered fantastic extramural activities such as sports, dancing and music. I was also taking a couple of courses while on the programme, a microbiology course and a photography course.
That's amazing. It really sounds like your kind of things. Well, obviously the programme was very different from your expectations. Much better, in fact.
Yeah, it was worth every moment. Life is what you make it, and that trip made it fun.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the text again.
Hi there. You emailed me about being absent from school today. So, what happened exactly?
Oh, hi. Hi, Greta. That's all fine now. I've been suffering from jet lag and last night was hell.
Oh, dear. What have you been up to?
I got back from the Africa Experiences High School exchange program on Saturday, which ran for 4 weeks in all. I told you.
Yeah, sorry. I've been under a huge strain these weeks, cramming for the finals. Of course, now I remember us writing a letter to your host family together. So, how did it go?
First days of school and you're already swatting up? Well, it was absolutely stunning. The programme is open to international high school students aged between 15 and 18. It gives a unique opportunity to experience a local South African school, host family, and the diverse cultures that South Africa is well known for.
That's exciting. You sound so enthusiastic. Were you lucky with the host family? I think you were really worried about it.
That's right. But I really appreciated them. They picked me up at the airport and provided for transport, accommodation, and food. We were getting on really well. Several times we had vibrant parties with all their friends and family. I realised that living with a local host family is a medium for intercultural learning and creating a better understanding between youth of different backgrounds and cultures.
What did they do with you, Mark? You've become a really smart Alec. But seriously speaking, it is sure to be a positive, life-changing experience, allowing for the opportunity to see the world from the perspective of another culture. What about the school, by the way? Was it better than ours?
Well, it was a local private school in the secure middle-class residential area in Cape Town. The house was ideally situated close to the high school that offered fantastic extramural activities such as sports, dancing and music. I was also taking a couple of courses while on the programme, a microbiology course and a photography course.
That's amazing. It really sounds like your kind of things. Well, obviously the programme was very different from your expectations. Much better, in fact.
Yeah, it was worth every moment. Life is what you make it, and that trip made it fun.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our show, Polyglots Today. Tonight, in this studio, we are happy to welcome Richard Simcott from Chester, who has studied more than 30 languages and is one of Britain's leading hyperpolyglots.
Good evening. It's my pleasure to be here tonight. Thank you for inviting me.
Richard, it's adorable to be fluent in 36 languages. How did your love of languages start?
I was always fascinated by languages and accents. I tried to mimic them all the time when I was a child. At school, I was always drawn to the kids who had some link to abroad, and I wanted to find out more. I tried learning bits of various languages from anyone willing to teach me something new, and I started buying foreign language books. I got to study languages at school and university eventually, and it grew from there.
So, it was natural curiosity that ignited your passion for languages. I cannot but ask about people's reaction when they discover your remarkable ability.
That's right. Well, today, my daily life is multilingual. It seems unusual to people who meet me for the first time. It looks like a party trick when they find out that you speak so many languages. But when they realize that it's not a question of just knowing a few phrases, many feel quite perplexed. I often get mistaken for other nationalities, and I honestly no longer regard nationality as important. It seems almost odd for me to talk about being just British now.
Indeed, the knowledge of languages enables us to take a wider view of the world and to avoid becoming circumscribed in our attitude. And did you think about the number of languages you would like to master? Have you found your maximum capacity, or are you planning to take up more?
Learning languages is an endless and ongoing process for me, which I intend to continue for as long as my body will allow. Last month, I went on an intensive Icelandic course, followed by a week in the Faroe Islands, picking up some Faroese. Then I went to Poland in an attempt to improve my Polish again. And I'm about to start my second year of Chinese studies at the University of Dalarna. When I'm at home, I speak Macedonian with my wife and English, French, German and Spanish to my daughter.
It's just incredible. Could you share with us some of your learning strategies? How do you usually organise your studies?
When I'm really in the zone, I put in some study hours pretty much every day. It ranges from an hour or two up to 8 hours a day. Usually, I prefer to go to the country at some point to use what I've learned, because it helps things to get a little better.
That sounds good to me. But personally, I can't figure out how you deal with thinking in so many languages simultaneously.
But I don't think about the different languages all at once. If I did, I'd go mad. I can't think how the languages stay separate in my brain. I simply start a new language and don't think about the others, unless I see obvious links to help the learning process and to understand grammar.
In your opinion, what's the major benefits of being able to speak such a vast array of foreign languages?
I find it rewarding to keep my brain active, and I love communicating with people in their native languages. It gives a completely unique view of a country when you can go there and interact with the locals in their language and on their terms. But there is more to it than that, though. Each language has its own way of expressing thoughts and ideas, so you get a real insight into diverse thinking. Language carries the culture of the country that uses it, and when you internalize it, it becomes a part of you too. Time is my enemy. Time is the hardest thing about language learning. I never have enough of it.
Thank you so much, Richard. Good luck to you, and we are looking forward to hearing from you again. May time be on your side.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task.
Now, you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our show, Polyglots Today. Tonight, in this studio, we are happy to welcome Richard Simcott from Chester, who has studied more than 30 languages and is one of Britain's leading hyperpolyglots.
Good evening. It's my pleasure to be here tonight. Thank you for inviting me.
Richard, it's adorable to be fluent in 36 languages. How did your love of languages start?
I was always fascinated by languages and accents. I tried to mimic them all the time when I was a child. At school, I was always drawn to the kids who had some link to abroad, and I wanted to find out more. I tried learning bits of various languages from anyone willing to teach me something new, and I started buying foreign language books. I got to study languages at school and university eventually, and it grew from there.
So, it was natural curiosity that ignited your passion for languages. I cannot but ask about people's reaction when they discover your remarkable ability.
That's right. Well, today, my daily life is multilingual. It seems unusual to people who meet me for the first time. It looks like a party trick when they find out that you speak so many languages. But when they realize that it's not a question of just knowing a few phrases, many feel quite perplexed. I often get mistaken for other nationalities, and I honestly no longer regard nationality as important. It seems almost odd for me to talk about being just British now.
Indeed, the knowledge of languages enables us to take a wider view of the world and to avoid becoming circumscribed in our attitude. And did you think about the number of languages you would like to master? Have you found your maximum capacity, or are you planning to take up more?
Learning languages is an endless and ongoing process for me, which I intend to continue for as long as my body will allow. Last month, I went on an intensive Icelandic course, followed by a week in the Faroe Islands, picking up some Faroese. Then I went to Poland in an attempt to improve my Polish again. And I'm about to start my second year of Chinese studies at the University of Dalarna. When I'm at home, I speak Macedonian with my wife and English, French, German and Spanish to my daughter.
It's just incredible. Could you share with us some of your learning strategies? How do you usually organize your studies?
When I'm really in the zone, I put in some study hours pretty much every day. It ranges from an hour or two up to 8 hours a day. Usually, I prefer to go to the country at some point to use what I've learned, because it helps things to get a little better.
That sounds good to me. But personally, I can't figure out how you deal with thinking in so many languages simultaneously.
But I don't think about the different languages all at once. If I did, I'd go mad. I can't think how the languages stay separate in my brain. I simply start a new language and don't think about the others, unless I see obvious links to help the learning process and to understand grammar.
In your opinion, what are the major benefits of being able to speak such a vast array of foreign languages?
I find it rewarding to keep my brain active, and I love communicating with people in their native languages. It gives a completely unique view of a country when you can go there and interact with the locals in their language and on their terms. But there is more to it than that, though. Each language has its own way of expressing thoughts and ideas, so you get a real insight into diverse thinking. Language carries the culture of the country that uses it, and when you internalize it, it becomes a part of you too. Time is my enemy. Time is the hardest thing about language learning. I never have enough of it.
Thank you so much, Richard. Good luck to you. And we are looking forward to hearing from you again. May time be on your side.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.